Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh. At 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So, my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Snap back. Joe has it. Looks. Launches towards the end zone. Adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up. Pulls it down. Touchdown, LSU. 24-yard touchdown pass. Add another to Joe Burrow. Give Terrace Marshall his first reception for a touchdown tonight. Joe Burrow, again, the snap, the knee, and the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, celebrate on the field here tonight in New Orleans inside the Superdome, capturing the national title and snapping a 29-game win streak for Dabo Swinney and Clemson. Final horn sounds. It's in the books. Tigers win. They are the national champions with a win tonight over Clemson, 42-25.
I heard you say your goal was never really to be a pro quarterback. It was to be a national champion quarterback. So how does that dream match up with what you're experiencing right now?
Feels pretty good. Lots of years of hard work culminating into one moment with the best group of guys anybody could ask for. We've worked so hard for this. So many people put so much work into this, from athletic trainers, equipment staff, players, coaches, chefs, dining room assistants. You know, it's not just me or Coach O or the O-line. It's everybody inside that building that gets a piece of this.
I don't know. It's pretty much you. The way you play. I know you're trying to call the dining room assistants, but, dude, you are the man that made everything happen. Joe Burrow, Heisman winner, and LSU, congratulations to the Bayou Bengals. The SEC has another national title, this time for the third time in this century. It is LSU. And welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hugh Douglas, LSU put on a show last night.
Great game, man. I mean, great game all around. Shout out to the Clemson Tigers, too. They put up one hell of a fight. No question about that. It's unfortunate that in a game like this that somebody had to lose. And, you know, you look at the run that the Clemson Tigers were on, and for them to go down the way that they did. I mean, you know, it's tough. It's always tough to lose. First college loss for, you know, the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. So that's tough. But, man, listen, Clemson Nation, don't hold your head. Don't hang your head. Y'all will be back. Like, they're loaded for bear. They'll be back.
Oh, they'll be the preseason number one.
No question.
You know, I mean, yeah, they're going to be making another run at it next year. LSU just simply too much. I mean, too much firepower across the board. And they were like Clemson last year when Clemson rolled through the playoffs and blew out Notre Dame and blew out Alabama. This year, LSU, they were just that juggernaut. And Joe Burrow last night against Clemson accounts for 521 yards and six touchdowns, 463 yards passing, five touchdowns, another 58 rushing and a score. I mean, he was every bit the Heisman winner last night.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling Oren and Abe this morning, if there was anything higher than the first overall draft pick in the NFL draft, then that would be Joe Burrow. If there was another category or something else that he could attain, then he'd probably get that. I mean, he was like the football guys, even on that first play where it was a catch, but they ruled it a non-catch. That was a pretty impressive throw. That was a pretty impressive throw when their first series. And you look at what Clemson was trying to do, they played some tight coverage. They played some really, really good coverage. They had a game plan where they blitzed him a lot. They kept him off balance initially. But you could tell as Joe started to figure it out and decipher what they were trying to do it to do to him, he started to pick him apart. I cannot wait to see how his game and the way that he played in college this year translates to the NFL.
Right, we have to keep in mind who he's going to be playing with.
Well, yeah, that, but you know what, though, John? I'm going to say this, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this statement. He looks like he's different. Like, he looks like a different breed when it comes to young quarterbacks. Now, we've said here on this show many a times, and I know you love the young quarterbacks, and there's been times where you know you look at these young quarterbacks and you feel like their game might translate to the NFL and they might be great players. And I'll sit back and I'll be like, I don't know. This guy, I want to see how his game translates to the NFL because he looks special. He does. You know, and I know I made jokes about Cincinnati and things of that nature. He looks special. And I can't wait to see what his game looks like at the next level.
You got to think A.J. Green's probably pretty excited about that possibility because, you know, Burrow's dad could be in Cincinnati today scouting out places that he wants to live, that's for sure.
Ain't no question about that. I think, you know what, it's funny. Out of all the years that we've speculated about who was going to be the first overall draft pick before the combine, before anything was said, and you know how when after the combine stories change and you know, especially at the quarterback spot, how certain guys were, oh, he was the guy, but I don't know. Now, because it was a Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and all them cats. They didn't. Oh, we don't know. We don't know. Yeah, we know.
We know.
I don't need to like. All jokes aside, I know that there are going to be workouts. They're going to pick his game apart. There's going to be reports that he can't do this or he doesn't do this well.
Well, why would he even bother to work out?
I wouldn't. Like if I'm in
I
Joe
go to
Burrow's
the combine in street clothes.
You know what, John Fricky, if. Like, this is not his demeanor, but if I'm Joe Burrow, I'll be like, workout, man, you better kiss my butt. I'll be like Flo back in the day, kiss my grits. Yeah. I ain't working out for you. Man, what? Working out for who? Uh-huh. Man, you ain't picking. I'm not. The only team I'm working out for is Cincinnati. If Cincinnati want to work me out, that's who I'm working out for. I ain't working out for nobody else. What I'm working out for you for?
Yeah, why would you even work out for Cincinnati?
Yeah. Like Cincinnati, like if you know that's nowhere you're going, just to you know, kind of like, you know, get to know them, get a good rapport. But anybody else, man, I'm not working.
Yeah, you're going back to Ohio. Morning headlines with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. A lot of talk today and a lot of chatter about LSU and Clemson. And now, of course, college football is done. And we'll start to do the way too early. Top 25s are pouring in. We'll look ahead to next year through the show. Pete Futak in the 9 o'clock hour, give us his thoughts. And we'll hear, of course, from both sides after the game last night. But there are other headlines this morning.
Oh, yeah, real quick, John. Shout out to Grady Jarrett. He was one of the captains. Mm-hmm. He was the captain last night.
Yep.
So, yeah, shout out to Grady Jarrett, man. I know, you know, unfortunately, the outcome wasn't what he wanted it to be, but I thought that was pretty cool. And it also, like, it's funny. Like, I'm being petty a little bit. I'll admit that. But Vic Beasley was the number one overall draft pick, but Grady Jarrett gets all the love. Like that's pretty interesting. You know what I mean?
I wonder if Vic and Grady had like a bet with Deion Jones and Russell Gage about
the game.
Of course. Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
Some of the other headlines include the Hawks are playing tonight against the Suns at home at State Farm Arena. Tickets are available at Hawks.com. Our coverage with Mike Conney and, of course, the real voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman, begins at 7 tonight. The tip between the Hawks and Suns is at 7:30 this evening at State Farm Arena. Braves today are going to be announcing a new name for their stadium. It's not going to be SunTrust
Truist,
Park anymore.
Right? Truist.
I guess.
The True.
I mean, you're talking to somebody who wants it to be Henry Aaron Field or Henry Aaron Park.
They can still name it Henry Aaron Field, but not Henry Aaron Park.
Yeah, probably not. So we'll find out today. So that'll be a big announcement from the Braves. And that's great. That's not the big announcement we really care about, you know, the name
John
of the stadium.
Donaldson.
Yeah.
We're going to get Joe.
Yeah. That's what we really care about. And, of course, baseball is reeling after the huge news about the Houston Astros yesterday with their manager, their general manager, both being suspended for a year and then subsequently fired in this scandal where they were using cameras and cell phones and the replay booth to steal signs during their World Series year in 2017. So those guys have been fired, and the Boston Red Sox are bracing because the ringleader was Alex Cora, who is now the Red Sox manager, and the Red Sox were accused of stealing signs last year. But there's a lot of sentiment this morning that Red Sox are facing, Cora's facing at least a year, maybe a two-year suspension, and the Red Sox are going to have to fire him. So a lot of fallout from this. Of course, losing draft picks for the Astros and a $5 million fine. In my world view, I don't think it's enough.
You know what, John? I got to be totally honest. To me, this falls right in line with Spygate, Deflategate, Bountygate. It falls in line with all of that. And I know baseball has had, you know, over the years, you know, with the steroid era, the juice ball era, all of that other stuff, they've been trying to do their best to, you know, take the stain off the game. This is not going to change anything. You're just going to find a new way to cheat. I mean, and then when I listen to the stories and how the players are the ones that did this, but they're not the ones that are going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I'm surprised that
because their MLB, the Players Association, is too strong. They would fight this.
Want to give you a heads up here because we're counting down to Game Bowl 4 now that we're through the national title game. Game Bowl 4 is coming up a week from Saturday on the 25th at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. So we're starting to get on the radar here. And we want you to come join us. 128 players competing for $1,000 for the winner in our Paper Football Championship. And you can register as an alternate. And we will take alternates that will get a chance to play at the events page at 929thegame.com. And thanks to our Game Bowl sponsors, Stars and Strikes and Lit Vodka. And we're going to give you a chance. You and I are going to give you a chance to be on our show during Game Bowl. You're going to have a 30-second hot take, and we're going to give you a chance to record that. And the best hot take is going to get a shot at being part of our morning show on the air with us. And we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to Game Bowl. All right, when we get back in a moment, we'll hear from both sides. We'll hear from Dabo Swinney. We'll hear from Trevor Lawrence and Ed Orgeron as LSU wins the national title, taking out Clemson in the Tiger Bowl. After a CBS Sports Minute.
My honor to present the national championship trophy to Coach Ed Orgeron and the LSU Tigers.
LSU had one spectacular season, and it was capped with that game last night in their 42-25 victory over Clemson to capture the Tigers' third national title of this century. They won in 2000, they won in 2007. And now they've won again in 2019.
John Freaky, do you know what's going on right now? Do you know what's playing? You don't know? John Freaky, like last night I learned something last night.
I'm listening.
This right here is called Neck, right? It's called Neck.
Oh, this is, yeah, Neck, right. Yeah.
It was trending last night.
Saw that trending, yeah.
So much so that I had to go to the Google to find out what the LSU fans were saying. It was really colorful. It was really, like, and that's why I was waiting, because you know a lot about a lot of college football, and that's why I was looking. I'm like, wow, John doesn't know what's happening right now.
No.
I've heard through Orrin and doing a little bit of research that every time that LSU does this, they get fined. Like, they get in trouble because this is, like, I guess they took it from, what school did they take it from? They took it from Southern, and they changed the words a little bit. And they, you know, they use some colorful stuff. Mm. And they were playing this last night. This got on television as they came back from break. And it was so, like, then, you know, like, I don't know if, like everybody else, like you're watching the game, mm-hmm. you're tweeting, you're watching the game. Because that's kind of like what we do now. That's kind of like our like, you know, us in the media thing. And the people like that watch the game. We're tweeting. We're tweeting while we're watching the game.
Right.
And I'm seeing some of the responses to the song that's being played. And I'm like, wow, wait a minute. This is something I've never heard
of. Oh, okay. I've seen some of the
man. It was real disrespectful.
The whole crowd chants it?
Yes. Oh, wow. And they said it was they were chanting it on Bourbon Street this morning. Because I was going to say last night, but I'm pretty sure in Louisiana right now, in New Orleans, they are still partying. All right,
wait a second. They can do this and we can't do the chop?
They did it. Like, you're not supposed to be able to do it, but they did it.
Okay.
And then you got to see.
I guess this
is the kicker, though, John. If you notice on your television, if you go back and if you watch that,
Twitter search, Neck LSU and saw it.
Dude. Do you see the older the more mature individuals doing it, I mean, and they're shaking with it, and it's like, oh, my God, it's like grandmothers out there just bobbing their heads. And I'm like, wow, Granny, really? That's how you putting it down? That's how you feeling today?
Well, yeah. Like, wow. I think it's pretty special. I guess, you know, if you're going to do it once, make it count, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who knows when they'll get a chance to do it again.
Probably not in a long time. Like, look, listen, like, John, this is, like, to put in perspective what Joe Burrow did this year, it's phenomenal. Like, no, all jokes aside, you know, I'm not an LSU fan, didn't go to LSU, didn't go to an SEC school. I just appreciate the game. And when you saw him, when you saw this year started to unfold for him, he beat, what, seven AP teams that were in the, what, top 25 or something like that?
Seven
of them. Beat them.
Top nine.
The top nine. Thank you very much, John Free, for cleaning that stat up for me. That's pretty amazing. 15-0, first time it's been done in SEC history, going 15-0. That's pretty impressive.
Back to the game itself. It starts off with the very first play was that, you know, hook and ladder kind of trick play that Clemson tried to catch him slipping,
LSU
right?
And they sniffed it out,
right? And then Clemson kind of set up the game. The game started, you know, the great defensive game plan from Venables to disguise a lot of the coverage, the blitz by Simmons on the very first play. They really had LSU off kilter and off schedule at the beginning of the game. And Clemson took advantage and was able to pin LSU deep and take advantage of LSU and built that 17-7 lead. And when they went up 17-7, Hugh, I thought, wow, okay, you know, this Clemson team came to play, and maybe we underestimated Clemson, and boy, it just kind of turned. And once the game turned, it was a little mini version of what happened between Kansas City and Houston in the NFL playoff games, where one team dominated the early part and the other team really, because from that point on, it was 35-8 LSU, and it could have been 42-8. Once Burrow kind of figured it out, once Joe Brady made the adjustments, LSU was able to move the ball, and you saw the impact of being able to. A.J. Terrell is a really good cornerback, and Jamar Chase ate him alive. Alive.
Yeah. You could tell. See, I saw the game a little different. I saw it from the perspective of Dabo knew. It felt like he kind of knew that once this LSU team got going, that there probably was going to be some matchup issues. Like, he kind of knew that because they brought the house. They were very, very aggressive in the first half. Very, very. They were aggressive the whole game, to be totally honest. And you saw as Joe Burrow started to figure it out, the game started to slow down for him. Like, the first couple series, you saw that Clemson brought it, and, you know, they stumped them. And that was one of the main reasons why. You remember in the first punt of the game, Dabo thought he was about to kick the field goal because they were talking about how the kicker had been booming it from that distance. So that was a comfortable distance for him. It would have been long, but it was a comfortable. They were thinking about taking it. But Dabo said, no, you know what? We're going to bury them down here. We're going to make them go the length of the field. We're going to bring pressure, and we're going to make them go the length of the field. And initially it worked out because you saw Joe. That was the first time that I saw that offense sputter this year.
Yep.
Like, and I watched a few games. I didn't watch every game, but that was the first time that you saw that offense sputter. That was the first time that it looked like maybe Joe Burrow was going to be off schedule for what he was able to do, getting off to a fast start. And for a minute, it worked. But you saw, like, LSU did not waver from their game plan until, I would say, till they saw, like, they took a page from Clemson's game plan when they started to run Joe Burrow a little bit and put a little bit more pressure on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw that happen, that's when they kind of loosened up the coverage a little bit, and he was able to make some things happen. That's kind of how it was because they were playing really, really tight coverage, and they were bringing people, and they were getting pressure. Who was it, number 35 for Clemson, came around the corner and got the sack on Joe? I can't remember his name, but he was playing Foster. I think it was Foster. But anyway, that was a beautiful sack on his part. But they were bringing it. They brought it every play, and they played. Looked like they were playing man-to-man coverage on the back end, and they were making it really, really hard for Joe Burrow to throw it into that tight coverage. But once he got comfortable, man, it was a different ball game.
Yeah, notwithstanding the fact that the referees missed the one play where Edwards-Helaire's hand was clearly out of bounds, and he should have been down well behind where he ended up being spotted at.
Yeah, there's a couple plays like that.
I mean, notwithstanding that, Clyde Edwards-Helaire really played a big role for LSU in this game, even though it was a Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase game. You know, Edwards-Helaire made them be at least a little bit honest. You know, Clemson decided to take away the middle of the field. They were going to take away Jefferson. They were going to try to take away Edwards-Helaire. And they were going to trust that, you know, if they left Terrell on an island against Chase, that they could make plays. And Ja'Marr Chase, it was just, that's where you won the game. Ja'Marr Chase just beat A.J. Terrell to death. What do you have, 165 yards in the first half?
Yeah, I think he ended up with like 221 or something crazy like that. Yeah, I'm telling you, that guy, the football guy smiled on Joe Burrow last night. Like, there was no wrong that he could do. That's why, John, when you look at the season that he's had, and when scouts go back and they look through his game film and try to find flaws or try to find some part of his game to pick apart, they're going to be hard-pressed to do that. Like, and you know me, you know how I am about young quarterbacks. But when you look at the fact that he beat seven top nine teams like we talked about and went 15-0 in the SEC, man, listen, they are over there. The scouts are hoping, they're hoping that Cincinnati screws this up. Like, there's some teams back there that are hoping that there is some way that they can fleece the Cincinnati Bengals for that first pick. I mean, seriously.
I don't see how.
Give them every draft pick that they have for the next 6 years. Give every first round draft pick.
You're talking like a Herschel Walker.
Man, listen. He looked flawless. I mean, I'm not gonna even lie. I cannot wait to see what his game looks like in the NFL. How that transfers. Oh, yeah, I got to read. Thank you, John Freeman, for pointing that out for me. Don't miss the Atlanta Hawks as they go head-to-head against the Detroit Pistons on Saturday, January 18th at State Farm Arena. Get your tickets today at hawks.com/tickets.
Yeah, if you're going to Google search neck LSU, be careful. Okay, just saying.
Don't Google it at – well, don't play it at work.
Yeah.
Just read.
Next up, the morning menu, three questions from Abe, the producer, to us. Then we ask you on this title celebrating Tuesday for LSU – as we continue on the Kia Studios run through this breakdown of the big game with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game. You can stream us at radio.com.
There's a three-course meal headed your way. This is the morning menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The morning menu. Three questions from Abe, the producer. He asks us, and then we ask you, and of course we'll ask you on our Twitter at 929 The Game, and we don't know what the questions are going to be. We assume one of them might be college football related after last night. Is it or no?
I have one that's college football related, kind of, if you want it to be.
I don't care.
Doesn't have to be.
All right.
I mean, I'm using one college football name that we're excluding in the question, so there's that.
All right.
How you guys doing today? Playing a little hard today?
Tired, boss.
Hugh Douglas, how many hours of sleep last night?
A couple. Because you know what? After the game, like, I caught myself going to sleep. But on my iPad, I have the ESPN app.
Yeah.
And, you know, for whatever reason, I still have a password so that I can actually watch the games on my, you know, don't tell nobody because they ain't figured that out
no
yet.
No one's listening. No one
heard
anything about
that. Over like 5 years ago, they ain't figured it out yet, John Freaky. So I'm getting them free video. So I watch the game on my iPad for a little while. And, I laid in the bed, and I was just like, wow, it was one of those games, man. Even though you knew you were going to be hurt in the morning, you had to finish watching.
Yeah, I got about three. About
you got three? Yeah, the game ended 12:15, 12:17-ish. I conveniently took approximately 30 to 45 minutes to fall asleep, and then I doubled that up with conveniently waking up 25 minutes before my alarm, which was great. So we're in an hour to 90-minute range, somewhere in there. Yeah. But that's all right. Okay, first question here, morning menu. As always, three questions. Appetizer, main course, and dessert round. Your appetizer. Which coach or athlete, and here's where the college football name comes into play. We're going to exclude Ed Orgeron from this. Which coach or athlete, except for Ed Orgeron, besides Ed Orgeron, has the most recognizable voice or speech pattern?
Damn, that's a good one. Patrick Mahomes. Because he sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I can see that. It's not where not one of my first guesses, but I can see that. I can get that.
Yeah, Kermit the Frog. I mean, Patrick.
Real nice of you. What are we thinking there, John?
I'm trying to rack my brain here to come up with something here. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I mean, for me, and part of this is based on the amount of time I spent in Cleveland and the amount of time we covered LeBron James, but I can pretty instantly tell vocally LeBron by his voice pattern and how he talks.
I would say that Kawhi has a pretty interesting...
He has an interesting laugh.
And yeah, right.
Right.
How does it go, you? I can't do it.
Something like that.
Mike Tyson certainly, I think, enters the discussion here.
I forgot about Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I think he's probably the one.
We're doing retired athletes and retired coaches.
Now, I wanted to stay away from broadcasters because I think a lot of those have iconic voices. But I think Tyson as an athlete may be kind of the standalone. He's in his own category, and then there's everyone else after him.
I'll have to think about it for a while, but I'll answer it online. Yeah.
I think there'll be some tweets about people we didn't think about that probably makes sense,
right,
too.
Right.
Okay, question number two. I know you're hot on this, John, this morning, and it was interesting to see the reaction on social media yesterday as it went down. But we're going to play Goldilocks here, Hugh Douglas. Astros penalties. Too harsh, too light, or just right?
I would probably say just right, since I got to go Goldilocks. But in the grand scheme of things, you're not asking me in this question what I think. I think it honestly doesn't matter. I really do. I don't think it matters.
You think the cheating doesn't matter, or you think the penalties don't matter?
Both.
Okay.
How many examples?
Let's ring up A.J. Hinch and ask him.
Oh, no,
it matters to him.
But, dude, he only got a year suspension.
And he lost a job. Separate of it.
And he's going to get another job.
I'm actually with John on this. It'll be a while.
You don't think he's going to get another job? Okay.
Well, what I don't say just, he'll get
he
a job.
What did you just tell me in the break? Like, he was very instrumental in that World Series. He's going to get a job. Now,
mean untouchable, though. He might still be untouchable.
He was Coach Seavers, in my opinion. He was Coach Seavers because they couldn't go after the players.
Yeah.
Because they knew that the MLB Players Association, they would have tied this up for a long time.
You know, he may get a college coaching job, or he may be a scout, but I don't see him being a major league manager at all.
Yeah. Now, all right, so we're just right here with John. With you. John, I know you're on the other side
of
this.
Too light. Way too light.
What do you want them to do? I mean, I hear you, John. You want them to take away their World Series championship?
Well, I think they need to make a statement here about this. I mean, I think this is really bad.
If John Coppola
got banned for life, then they should have banned AJ Hinch, and they should ban Alex Cora for life.
Don't get me wrong. I am not condoning this behavior. I'm not doing that. But what I'm saying is, when you look at Spygate, you look at Deflategate, you look at what was the other gate that they had? Videogate. Nothing happened.
We've only had a couple banned for lives in the history of baseball. Is this worse than Pete Rose?
Yeah, no. I think this is worse than Coppola.
Forget Coppola.
Well, but he was banned for life.
Okay, but just because that was too heavy a punishment doesn't mean this has to equal it. If they screwed up once, you don't make it better by screwing up a second time.
Yeah, I think it's possible, by the way, that Alex Cora gets banned for life.
It certainly is. So he's the only guy, I think, involved in both aspects.
So what's more egregious to both of you guys? Is it the actual stealing of the signs or the technology used?
It's the technology.
Okay.
Stealing signs, I'm fine with.
Jinx,
I mean, everybody
way.
Does that.
Okay, but you're mad because, like, not trying to diminish what you're saying, but you're more upset because they actually use technology to steal the signs.
Stealing signs is part of the game.
Yeah,
that's why you have signs.
So
you can't just yell out, he's throwing a fastball, then a fastball comes.
You're mad because they use the camera to steal the signs.
And text and replay and all that kind of
stuff. I want you to be able to steal signs in the same way that people stole signs in the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 1880s.
I hear what you're saying. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate, but I'm also being kind of serious. Technology has changed. And why would you use technology?
Well, baseball has a very clear anti-technology.
No,
you can't wear watches.
I mean, that's why television and baseball, a number of years ago, 8-10 years ago, they changed the rules, and it has to be 8 seconds delayed because so you can't watch TV and steal signs and relay them off the TV. And so they made a concerted effort to do that.
But Houston figured out how to.
And stadium cameras a little.
What did Richard Petty say? You ain't trying.
Yeah,
did he say that?
I don't think the penalties. I understand the mindset that they were too light. I personally don't think that they were. I think they're dead on. I would be interesting to see what the Red Sox get.
Right.
And what, as you said, as Corey gets.
But since the Astros won the World Series, I'm going to refer to them from this point forward is the asterisks.
For how long, okay, though, John?
You do that.
But seriously, for
enjoy
how long?
That hill that you're going to die on. Have fun up there.
I'm not dying on any hill.
We'll wave at you from the rest of society.
How long? Every time. So it's not. It's the Patriots. It's this
asterisks
in the New Orleans Saints.
Now I think people are missing what the real penalty is here. Yeah. By the way, Hugh, I think the loss of the first and second round draft picks back to back years.
I see it. I don't think that's enough.
But you're missing a chance at four blue chippers. You're missing a chance at a Cy Young and two Gold Glovers. I think that's the real.
I disagree with AJ Hinch and all that.
You
do this over the EPL, and they're gonna ban you from the draft for a full year. No, nobody.
The EPL.
Yeah. English Premier League?
Yeah.
You don't acquire players the same way, though. It's completely. They don't even have a draft.
They'd be stealing signs in EPL?
Oh, they cheat.
I mean, there's cheating in every sports league. There's cheating in every sports league.
No.
Breaking news, by the way. Do we have that sounder? Yeah, there's cheating in every sports league. So,
oh my God.
Whatever. I just think.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, anyways. And I know you guys will get more into that. There's a lot of good discussion on both sides of that fence. And like you said, John, we'll find out what happens with the Red Sox. It'll be really interesting to see when that comes. It'll be.
Yeah, he's about to catch some heat, though, because they can't get the players, so they're going to make everybody else pay.
Right.
I don't really remember what inspired this question, but here we go. Your dessert round here on the morning menu. Final question. What's a non-athletic, like, game that you're awkwardly good at?
That I'm good at?
Yes. Something non-athletic.
I would probably say I haven't played in a long, long time, but I'd probably say beer pong.
Beer pong?
Yeah, because it's like I'm winning either way. Like, seriously, I'm winning.
Does poker count?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, then poker.
You think you're awkwardly good at it? You're just good at it?
I'm good at it.
Okay.
I would love to play.
We have to have a 92.9 poker night.
One of my goals in life is to play in the main event. I want to
save
play.
Up.
I can do 10 that.
Grand.
I just don't have the time.
10 grand.
I can do that. I can come up with the 10 grand. I just don't have the time.
He doesn't have the time. He acts like he's making a deep run over here. One day you'll be back here.
But that's a
fair
point.
He likes his chances, though. He likes his chances.
You don't have to worry about taking time off in November.
If I get into the main event and I get aces, if I get aces on my first hand and somebody goes all in, I'm folded. I'm not going to get those aces cracked. I am not playing one hand to be done.
You going to make the TV shows?
I don't care. I'm not
dumb
playing one
move
hand
at
to
the
be
tournament.
Done.
He's going to watch the flop come ace-ace-3-2. Yeah. That's what happens. Flop comes ace-ace-3.
Right. Or, whoops. But then somebody, hits that wraparound open-ended straight on me, and I'm done. No thanks. For 10 grand, I did that? Nah. I want to hang around. Did LSU just have the greatest season in the history of college football? We'll tell you why they may have. Next, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.